Our first story, the UN Secretary General has joined the global outcry against Israel's plans to build more than 3,200 settler units in the West Bank and East Jerusalem al-Quds. Ban Ki-moon expressed deep concern over the issue. The UN chief also called on Israel to freeze its illegal construction activity on occupied Palestinian land. Earlier, the European Union said it is deeply disappointed at Israel's new construction plans and urged Tel Aviv to reverse the decision. Israel announced the new settlement constructions in reaction to the formation of a Palestinian unity government, which was sworn in on Monday. Palestinian movements Fatah and Hamas agreed in March to set aside their differences in favor of a unity deal. Israel says it will hold no talks with the new Palestinian government. Mr. Eli Joseph James, radio host and political commentator, is with us live via Skype from Chicago. Mr. James, welcome to the Top Five. It looks like that this latest Israeli reaction is coming after the Palestinian Unity Government, and that raises the question, is Israel basically taking this action whenever it feels that things are not going as it would like them to?
Well, we have to consider the fact that the Israeli state was actually created by the United Nations, a resolution shortly after the United Nations was created. And the United Nations itself is a creation of the Rothschild family, the wealthiest Jewish family on the planet, the highly Zionist family that actually the Rothschilds created the Zionist movement. So what we're seeing at the UN is, even though the Israeli state has been condemned by over 45 UN resolutions, the Israelis have ignored every single one of them, and they continue to oppress the Palestinian people. They have gone so far as to build a concrete wall between the Jews and the Palestinians. We call it here, we call it the kosher curtain, by which they create an apartheid regime between Jews and Palestinians. This is totally unacceptable. It's total hypocrisy on the part of the Israelis, who in the rest of the world claim to be freedom-loving, egalitarian people, but not so in the Israeli state, where they actually rule over, have a dictatorship over the Palestinian people, and they're not willing to relinquish it under any circumstances.
Well, the thing is, some people would say that pressure is mounting at the current time on Israel, both from the US or the UN or the EU. But are you suggesting then that it's not serious, or do you think things have changed at least to an extent?
It's not serious, because since the UN is a creation of the Rothschild Zionist banking family, What's been going on since the creation of the Israeli state is a lot of headlines and a lot of talk, but no serious moves toward peace have ever been made in the intervening years since 1945, when in 1946 and 48, when the Israeli state was created. There has been no movement toward peace whatsoever, and it's been nothing but bad faith negotiation on the part of the Israelis. And the UN simply sits back and takes it with very little complaint. So these resolutions by the United Nations must have some muscle behind them. And I think what they have to do is other nations, as part of the United Nations, need to start sanctioning the Israeli state and stop doing business with the Israelis, to put pressure on them to simply obey international law, which the Israelis never do.
Well, thank you very much for your thoughts, Eli Joseph James, radio host and political commentator, with us there live from Chicago.